Australia's left-wing government rushes to recognize Palestinian state. By Simon Kent on August 11, 2025. Australia's left-wing Labour government confirmed Monday it will recognize a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly next month, dismissing Israel's call that such a move rewards terrorism. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he had received firm commitments from the Palestinian Authority, PA, including to demilitarize, hold general elections and continue to recognize Israel's right to exist, the BBC reports. A two-state solution is humanity's best hope to break the cycle of violence in the Middle East and to bring an end to the conflict, suffering and starvation in Gaza, he said. Israel has long maintained recognizing a Palestinian state rewards terrorism, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticized international calls to recognize Palestinian statehood just as Canberra announced its move, saying it would not bring peace, it will bring war. To have European countries and Australia march into that rabbit hole, just like that, fall right into it and buy this canard is disappointing. And I think it's actually shameful, Netanyahu said. A senior Hamas official said earlier this month the growing number of Western states that say they will recognize a Palestinian state in September is proof of the effectiveness of terror, as Breitbart News reported. Ghazi Hamad spoke to Al Jazeera, via memory, to make the claim. Israel launched its current offensive in the disputed zone in response to the Hamas-led terrorist attack on 7 October 2023. In which about 1,200 people were brutally murdered and 251 others were taken hostage by Hamas terrorists. The move comes after Albanese said he had conversations with counterparts in the UK, France, New Zealand, and Japan over the past fortnight. There is a moment of opportunity here, and Australia will work with the international community to seize it, he told the media. AFP reports Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Maimon, said the decision was symbolic, rather than genuine progress towards peace. Let us be clear, this decision will not change the reality on the ground, Maimon said in a statement on social media. Australia elevates the position of Hamas, a group it acknowledges as a terrorist organization, while weakening the cause of those working to end violence and achieve genuine, lasting peace. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.